systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Hello and welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is Friday, July 31st, 2009. And my name is Matt.
And my name's Danny.
And thank you guys so much for being with us on Friday night. This is episode number 226. This is the Jam Hole. My name's Matt. That's Danny. This is our shit.
It's what we do.
It's what we do. 3 days a week for free. Jeffers morning to you all. I hope you enjoyed the show notes / little YouTube video I made yesterday when I was bored on thejamhole.com/YouTube. Just some thoughts I had that was kind of bugging me. Every day I'm in town and I see all this shit and I'm like, God, you people are so fucking stupid. What's the matter?
They were born.
And then I see stories like this and that and the other. I'm like, oh, right. Well, that makes sense. Of course you would fuck a horse multiple times. But not like different horses. It'd be the same one because, you know what you like.
Jesus, fuck.
The world. Sad, sad. If you guys are listening live, if MDS is listening live, thejamhole.com/feedback, you can type stuff. We'll read it. Or you can call us, 406-204-4687. So,
what do you have in your notes today?
The other day, well, I totally forgot to mention this Wednesday, but like on Tuesday when you left, or yeah. you were gone when I was here after work, and I didn't know how long you would be. So I'm like, I start looking online, and you know, one thing leads to another, which leads to another, which leads to boobs and porn. Because that's just how it goes on the internet. Everything is like 6 degrees away from porn. So I'm like, huh. I'm looking at it and I feel a little quiver in my pants. I'm like, huh. I'm going to fucking do it with myself. And then I'm like, shit, I wonder how long she's going to be gone for. So I'm like jerking it. And I open the window, lock the door. Because, you know, you need that extra couple seconds it takes for the keys to go in the door. To, like, pull up your pants and shit.
Right.
In my case, to put them back on. And, like, every fucking car I hear, I, like, get out of my chair and I, like...
Look in the window.
I hop over to the window because my shorts are around my ankles. And I'm, like, hobbling over the window and I, like, look around and I'm, like, nope, not her. And I go sit back down and hit play again and... So I was going to ask you a favor if when you're out, because that's a pain in the ass.
Yeah, I know. Something, I do it with, it's like, seriously, when I'm here by myself and I'm in there taking a shower, I feel a little quiver in my down under. You know, I open up the bathroom window and every car I hear go by, I pop up and I look and I'm like, all right, I'm still cool. And like, I'll go back to what I was doing.
The cat's like watching me like, what the fuck? Fuck are you doing? Holy Christ.
I've done that a lot, though. I know what you mean.
And I always get worried, too, because the cat's, like, down there, and, like, I start seeing her head, like, go like this and shit. Like
watching
she's following
my
hand, and I'm like, dude, I will fucking kill you if you touch me like that. Because, you know, cat's got claws and teeth and whatnot.
Yeah.
So, send me a text or something when you're like, hey, I'm on my way.
I always do that.
Do you?
I always text you, I'm on my way.
Well, I don't know that. Is that why?
Well, just let you know I'm coming home. I don't know.
Like, if there's any bitches in the house, clear them out because mommy's coming home?
I guess. Sure.
Well, that's helpful. I appreciate that.
Or, because, you know, I always figure that when I'm gone, you're doing some kind of recording stuff or whatever. And I know you don't like me here for that, per se.
You must think that that's, like, all I do.
What?
Record and...
Well, no, when you're writing stuff or you're recording stuff or you're working on projects on.
I just record my voice and I sit there and I just go. I just play with it,
and
like
you jerk off,
and that's
to it.
And then I jerk off to it.
But no, I know that you don't like me being around for that all the time. You know, and plus it is boring for me, and it's. I don't know. I just make sure to let you know that I'm coming home, so that way you can finish up with whatever the hell you're doing.
Well, I appreciate that.
Good.
Who got served?
I got served.
Did you serve the guy back?
Yeah, I gave him some stickers.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious. Really cool, which is so weird.
I would have came in here and, like, turned on some dance music and been like... and then just fucking served his ass.
No, he told me what all was going on and stuff, and after I had the long conversation about getting served...
Do they even know, though? I thought they were just the middleman. Like, they just bring you the papers.
Well, he's got the paperwork, dude.
Well, right,
I mean,
but it's not... he doesn't work for that company. They hire it out to a company that goes around.
Yeah, he's just a dude that drives to me and tells me how to reply to the summons, how to, you know, go and talk to the court about it, go find, you know, just gives me good suggestions and shit. He's really cool about it. But after talking about all that, and he was super cool the whole time I was talking to him about that, like, he gave me all these ways to reply to the summons. He's like,
they make it super easy for you too, huh? They're like, yeah. No excuses, I don't want this fucking...
Well, no, he's like, you know, he's like, if you really want to, like, not do this, he's like,
yeah,
he's like, if you don't go to the court for this, they will win the case because you will not try and defend yourself, so they see that as you obviously being guilty of it.
You couldn't have been like, how about we just pretend this little thing never happened, just say I wasn't here?
No. And
like,
then
what would he have done if I would have been here?
I don't know.
He would have been like, Dana Whidden. I've been like, who the fuck is that?
I don't know.
And then they would have, like, what did they do? I'm curious.
I have no idea. But, like, he's like, you know, if you don't want to show up to this, they'll prove you guilty and they will garnish your wages. He's like, but in the meantime, they can't find you if you don't have a job. He's like, this could give you time to go work under the table for a while and maybe try and pay it off.
Hint,
he's like,
hint.
But this didn't come from me. He's
wow.
Like,
You're not a very good server.
He's super, like, super cool, down to earth and, like, just another guy. He's like, dude, I'm about to get served by my fucking coworker. He's like,
he said that?
Yeah.
For what?
Just medical bills.
Can you serve yourself?
I know, right? He's like, seriously, I'm
like,
about
dude,
to see my bro at my door.
I can't find myself. I don't know what to tell you guys. That sucks.
He was really cool. But I was wearing a Jam Hole shirt. And the necklace was sticking out, right?
Right.
And he looks at me and he's like, okay.
At your boobs, and then notices
right.
The, right.
And he's like, I gotta ask. He's like, what's with the shirt and the necklace? Is that some kind of show?
All the computers and the microphones.
No, I didn't let him in. I didn't let him in.
The vagina blood painting. And
I didn't let him into the apartment. I walked outside and I was smoking while I was talking to him.
Ah.
And
so did he come up and was like, are you Dana Whidden?
He's like, yeah, I'm looking for a Dana Whidden.
Be like, I don't know, but if you find that bitch, you tell her she owes me $20. That's what I would have done.
No.
But I'm a little quicker thinking than others.
No, this is stuff
you.
I need to know about, man. Okay,
well,
you can't just, like, throw it out the window.
So I'm curious then, is the court date is scheduled, and if they can't find you, then is it still like you didn't show up? Even though
if you
weren't notified?
Show up, okay, if you were no, like,
because you signed something, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's his proof that you are who you say you are and he did find you.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. If he would have went back with no signature, then they would have had to keep
searching.
He would
just keep coming back, basically, and trying to find other addresses that link to me.
Right,
you
they'd
know?
Skip trace and all
yeah.
that shit, yeah.
And they would eventually find me or whatever, but...
That's why you shouldn't have even filled out a fucking change of address.
I didn't.
How did they know you were here?
Because I live here and I...
But how do they know? If you don't fill out a change of address, then who
because
knows you're
when
here?
When I started going through all that medical bullshit again, I used address.
Oh, that was your first mistake.
Either way, but anyway, he saw the shirt and the necklace and he goes... He's like, I gotta ask, what is that? He's like, I see stickers around town all over the place.
Everywhere.
That say that.
Thanks, Jesse.
And I'm like, yeah, you know, it's, or he asked me, he goes, is it some kind of show? And I'm like, yeah, actually it is. And I explained to him what it was and what we do.
And I wonder how many people do that. Like,
and he knew what a podcast was, which was really cool. He's like, I drive around all the time. He's like, I have internet in my car. He's like, as soon as I go out of my car, I'm going to look up and see what you guys are about.
Nice.
He goes, I love comedy. He goes, if you have a sick, twisted sense of humor, he's like, it's awesome. I'm like, we do. So... And he told me about his son who worked for B98, I believe, and it was a DJ and got fired because he went on air when he wasn't supposed to. And his boss went to yell at him about it. And he basically told him to go fuck himself on air.
That's awesome.
Yes, very awesome. And his dad was totally proud of him. He was like, that's my boy.
I hate those guys so much for some reason. Maybe it's because I go in there and I look at all their stuff and I look at our stuff. And I'm like, we do the same fucking thing, basically. Like, I could play fucking music marathons and watch my fucking mouth and talk about stupid shit. I think what pisses me off mostly is that in the mornings, I listen to this fucking show. It's one of those stupid zoo morning radio bullshit things. And they try, I don't know, they've probably been doing this way before podcasting ever came about, but because I come from it from this side of the stage, it's like, you guys are trying to be funny like a podcast. Like, just play fucking music.
They just do awful puns.
And but it's not even that. It's just, it's awful. Like, the two people don't click well together. It's stupid, and I get so mad that, like, you guys, that's your fucking job, and you suck at it. And, like, yeah. I do a job that I'm good at, and then I come home and do this that I'm also getting kind of good at. And, oh, it makes me so fucking mad.
Yeah. No, but the guy who served me or whatever, he was really cool, and he was super excited about the show, and he's like, you know what, I'll have to look this up and see what you guys are about. He's like, I'm going to, you know, give the web address to my son and all that. I told him about the forums. I said, make an account, you know, give us some feedback and stuff. I'm like, everything's free. And he's like, oh, this is really cool. He's like, I've never heard of anything like this out of Kalispell. And I'm like, that's
not
right.
Not even third place radio?
Nope.
You've never heard of that?
Nope.
You're
he
not
said
one
he
of
has
his
not
ten...
heard of a podcast even out of Montana.
You're not one of his 10 listeners?
Right. I know.
That sucks.
But it was really cool. He was totally interested, and he was really nice about the whole summons thing. So.
And then he's like, oh, right, by the way, here, this is for you.
Well, he gave me that first.
You've just been served.
I could just imagine if, like, his coworker comes to his house and, like, you know, walks in. He's like, hey, dude, what's up? You want a beer? Yeah, sure, I'll have a beer. He's like, oh, yeah.
By the way, is your name... Da, da, da,
this
da.
Is for you.
Fuck.
God damn it.
You tricked me, you son of a bitch. That sucks,
yeah.
Dude.
Yeah, I got served.
They're like the
That's
tax
That's the first
collector.
Time I've ever been served. I didn't think they actually came to your house and stuff. I thought they just sent you something in the mail.
Really? No. They've been doing that for the past fucking 3 months. Note the fucking drawer in the bedroom that's full of your fucking collection notices. Like, you knew, you had to have known this was gonna happen, though, right?
Yeah.
Like, every time I check the mail, which is about once a week now, all that's in it is, like, 10 of those fucking collection letters for you and one thing addressed to a current resident, which
right.
I guess is me.
Right.
And that's it.
Yeah, no, I knew it was gonna happen, but I just... was hoping it would be at a time where I had enough cash to, you know, take care of it or...
like when?
Make a bigger payment on it or something.
Win the lottery or something?
Tax time. I was kind of hoping it would wait till then.
Okay, so how much do you owe them altogether? Like tens of thousands or just thousands?
Thousands.
Oh, well, that's not so bad. I mean, it's bad, but it's not... I was thinking, you know, like... $20,000 or so.
I'm not totally sure altogether. This one that I have is for like 300 and something, and I called the number, and they said that they have another one that was just referred to them, and that's for like another 400 or something like that. It's going to be like, no, it's for another like 500, so it's like 800 for them already. And then there's going to be some more coming through, maybe through a different collections agency. I got a bill not too long ago that was for $6,000 on something.
Okay, so check this out. You call them up, right?
Right.
We get some blanks for the gun, right?
Fuck. Yeah. I pretend to commit suicide.
Like, you guys, I'm sick of this shit. It wasn't my fault I got sick. It's not like I was drunk driving and I crashed into something and that's why I had to go to the fucking hospital. It was just a random fucking thing because my parents have bad genes and their parents had bad genes and now I have bad genes. And that's why I got fucking sick, because I'm weak, and I can't handle this anymore, I'm gonna kill myself. And they're like, pardon? And you're like, you heard me, I'm gonna kill myself, cock the gun, pull the trigger, and then the phone goes dead. Then, they hear me come in, honey, I'm home, oh my fucking god! Just like that, and scene. And then, no, not seen. And then I pick up the phone.
Who the fuck is this?
Who the fuck is this? Oh my god, she's dead, there's blood. Where's the cat? Oh fuck. Huh?
Oh my god.
I almost just started crying. That's how convincing I am. I just convinced myself you were dead.
Don't do that. You might go fuck other people. Not cool.
Holy shit, show's over. Like, well, I'm going to go to town.
What?
I guess you're dead, so... Oh, wait, you're not dead.
Did you bury me first?
That's
fuck.
How convincing I am. Oh, right, I'd bury you first.
Right, come on.
In the
now.
Backyard next to the dog. Dig up the dog, put you under it, then the dog, then the dirt. What do you think they do, though?
I don't know. Probably call cops, I guess.
So I'd have to probably, we'd have to vacate the premises.
Probably.
What if we, like, really did it good, though? Like, blood everywhere and, like convincing shit, you know? We got a cadaver from the fucking, the university. I know a guy I know a guy whose dad works at the mortuary, right?
Right.
We get a cadaver. Your teeth are rotting out of your head anyway, so it shouldn't, like, I'm thinking two swift punches to the face and we'll have enough teeth for dental records, right?
My face?
Well, they gotta be your fucking teeth.
I'll just get that other wisdom pole and throw it in there.
Alright, and then, good. You know, rack up that bill while you're at it. Anything else you need done, probably get done before we do this. And then,
take
you know,
my death and shit.
Cadaver. Boobs. Fishing hat.
No, I want my hat.
A penis. And then your teeth. And they'll be like, yep, that's her. Him. Her. Whoa. That's weird.
I have to give it tattoos.
Well, they don't know that. But I mean, we could. I got a Sharpie, you know. We could fix that up. What do you think they do, though? That,
I don't know.
Do you think people have tried that before?
I don't know.
Like child support? Fuck you! Boom! That'd be so
ma'am,
awesome.
Ma'am, I'm sorry to tell you, you're not going to get your child support this month.
Why is that?
Your ex just shot himself in the head on the phone with us.
He's faking it! How do you know that? Well...
He did that twice already.
This is the third boyfriend of mine that's done that. How many kids do you have?
Six.
Six. And two more on the way. They're twins.
Right.
That'd be so fantastic, though.
Yeah.
It's some Mark Twain shit.
We should, I don't know. Maybe I, wow. Anyway. So, yeah. I got served. I'm going to try and take care of that. I'll probably end up just filing for medical bankruptcy. That's the best way I can see going about it right now. So, I'm going to go ahead and take care of the stuff I'm doing right now.
Right, get the bill racked up. Like, hey, do you need anything else done? Do you want bigger boobs?
No.
Some Botox?
I would donate some boobs if I could.
Get rid of that penis or anything? Or
no, I'll keep that.
Okay.
That's cool.
So you're good?
I'm good. I just, the only thing I'm worried about is when I get this colposcopy done, if it comes back that I have cervical cancer.
Well, then we'll obviously have to put it off until after that gets done.
You're going to put off cancer?
Well, no. You'll have to put off faking your death. Or wait, what are we doing?
medical bankruptcy.
Right, medical bankruptcy. Sorry, I was still thinking about how we could fake your death.
Well, I was thinking, you know, I'd wait to do my doctor's appointments and stuff until after I get insurance through Teletech.
When I worked there for the training to get my iPod... And no, it's not the one we're giving away at thejamhole.com/contest. This is an actual newer one. But their insurance wasn't that good. But that was a long time ago. It was when they first opened, so I don't know
too much about it. I just know that it's a $500 deductible, but I don't know how much it goes up to a year.
Is that all?
Well,
and they pay $1,000, right? Up to your first $1,000.
See, that's what Famous Days was like. You know, I had a $500 deductible, but it only paid up to, like, I think $2,600 a year.
$2,600?
Yeah, something like that. It was like racked up way quick.
What the fuck is that? Like,
I know,
a fucking
blood
test and a fucking stitches and that's it?
Yeah, so I never got that insurance because it was stupid. The dental they had was great.
You know what?
What?
You should go to medical school.
And take care of myself?
Exactly. I think it would pay itself off in the long run, you know?
I'd have to have a whole bunch of equipment and stuff.
Well, you know, I know a guy.
Let me just go ahead and, like, do a pap smear on myself. That doesn't work.
Well, obviously, retard, you would fucking walk me through it. God,
I'm like, all right, you see the thing that has a hole in it? That's my cervix.
I have trauma center for the DS. I'm good with the stylus, you know? I'm good. I can cut polyps out. And I can suture.
I would never trust you with a sharp object near my anything. Sorry. No.
So it looks like medical bankruptcy is the way to go. And that's what my boss even said. He's like, I told him, he's like, you know, what's the matter? I'm like, well, this. Oh, and then she just got her fucking ass served ketchup only today. And he's like, for medical bills? And I was like, yep, just for medical. And he's like, do the fucking medical bankruptcy.
Yeah, because that's all it is. It's not like I owe a bunch on, like, a mortgage or a car payment and stuff. I'm fine on everything else. It's just medical. That's it.
Apparently, I have a correction to make.
Okay.
Welcome, 26.
Hello.
He says, what the fuck, Matt?
Whoa, what the fuck, 26?
What the fuck, 26? He's an angry child.
Very.
Mr. Hands does not die during the Mr. Hands MPG video.
Oh.
You know who Mr. Hands is.
Yeah,
we're talking about that.
You guys were saying something about that last episode.
The guy that got fucked by the horse.
Yeah, I still have not seen that.
He died in a later incident. If there was film of that, it was never released. Watch the documentary Zoo for more info. It is fucking amazing. Seriously, disinformation pisses me off. Pisses me the fuck off. Excuse me. It is like when some retard guest on the Jam Hole said George W. Bush is from Texas. What a retard. He was born in Connecticut. Who said he was born in Texas? I thought you just said he was from Texas. Maybe. I don't know. I don't remember. Who was that, though?
Not a clue.
We have a lot of retard guests on the Jam Hole.
Yeah.
So, I guess he wasn't killed in that.
He says he doesn't know, but he was an idiot. Was it Matt Cubberly? Because I guarantee you that's probably who it was. No, he says no. Oh.
Well, thanks for clearing that up. So, speaking of... fucking, yeah, see, I enjoy Matt's company.
Work with 26 him and you will hate that voice. You will fucking rather cut your own hand off than listen to him tell you what white meat is.
Ugh. Who cares?
He's annoying.
You know who else is annoying?
You.
You. You're right. You're absolutely right. You. So, speaking of fucking stupid weird videos, what the fuck is going on today? How bored were you?
Me?
How did you... I see on your fucking thejamhole.com/Danny, your Twitter account,
yes.
Like, fucking video after video of a fucking cyst popping.
Oh, that was so gross!
What the fuck is going on?
I was just going through the stumble randomly, you know, and like...
So, those were sent to you by somebody else who was...
Burger.
Burger? Jesus Christ.
That fuck's a sick guy. He's doing that at work, okay? At least I'm at home going, huh, this is cool. I want everyone else to feel just as gross as I just felt, you know?
So then I get home and she's like, check this out, you gotta see this. And I'm watching it and that's fine, gross, whatever. But then I start thinking, like, that is what was in you. Like, you had a cyst in your ovary that is so gross. And they're just different. Like when it pops and they're like, oh, it fucking smells. Oh, God. Like all I can picture is that thing just exploding inside of you and just like your insides must fucking stink.
No. See, a cyst...
26 says Burger has a job now. Sorry.
Anyway.
That's funny for me.
Those are two different types of cysts. An internal cyst on, like, your organs and stuff, like an ovarian cyst, it's a very liquidy pocket of pus. It's not
that
like...
That stinks.
No, it doesn't stink.
How do you know?
You
ever smelled
know.
One? Have you ever smelled one?
Well, when I fart, it doesn't smell like cyst. Okay?
That's the other tube.
Yeah, anyway. But it's a different kind of cyst, because if it was like that, it would actually hurt you. I mean, big chunks of shit, obviously. Just thinking about that makes me want to gag again, because that was fucking gross.
That was so gross.
Yeah, the cysts actually pop up like on your skin that you can see and you can cut open and
under
shit.
Your skin.
Yeah, those are gnarly as shit. They're like a boil or whatever. They're hard and they have like hard, nasty stuff in it. An internal cyst has like, liquidy stuff.
Oh, okay. So
it's like blood stuff.
So what I was curious, and I could have just fucking Googled it, but I was too, like, in awe of the video. Because, like, on Live Leak, once you watch one, it's like, oh, so you're into cyst popping. Well, here's, like, eight more, and I'm like, fuck it, hey, bring it on. And you're eating a bagel full, and it's the same color and texture, the cream cheese inside these bagel fulls, as the fucking cyst thing that we were watching. So I'm like, hey, Danny, check this out. And I fucking popped the bagel full and she was...
It's so gross.
So gross. Like, how does that... Maybe someone in the chat knows, but how do you get that much pus in your... Like,
it's not
the
even
one,
pus. It's like a nasty white... Thick, chunky
it's cream
buildup.
Cheese.
Yes. No, it's like cottage cheese.
I wish I had cream cheese. Yeah, it's so gross, but I'm just curious, like, it's not that big of a bump. That, at least the ones we were watching, they weren't that big, but once you cut it open and start squeezing, like, there
it's
is
in
a,
there.
There is a lot of fucking shit in there. Like, holy Christ. Like
it's
that
disgusting.
That video, it's the spider bite video. It's on thejamel.com/forums, but it's all over the internet of that dude that got a spider bite and
watched that.
He was pulling out strings of this shit and it just kept coming and coming. It was so gross.
That's
so
disgusting.
Nasty.
No, but I just thought that got stumbled to me by Burger and I was sitting here and I was like, I was seriously half the fuck awake, you know. I was like, I wanna get through stumble. I want to do this, have stuff for the show. And normally with the videos and stuff, I just put them in an email to the info at jaml.com, or fuck, info@thejaml.com. And, like, we both get it, and we go through the videos later, right?
Right.
Well, you don't watch the videos all the time, so I'm the only one laughing about this shit. So I'm like, I'm going to post some of these videos on Twitter and make these other people watch them. And see what they say. So that's why I did that. I put the cyst one up there. What was it? Damn it. I forgot.
Cool.
It was like meat spin something.
Yeah, that's fucking old. That's like, hey, that's like Lemon Party.
It was funny.
Who
though.
Likes to party? Lemon Party. Brr, 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 brr.
Yeah, I saw that one too. That's gross.
Of
it's
course.
It's like three
you
old
did.
Dudes.
And I wonder why sometimes I get viruses on my computers.
Between it's only you and your shit that
between
gets stumbled.
You and this shit and your brother and all the fucking gay porn he watches when he's here. Fucking Christ.
Oh, what was that one though I made you on. Watch and you thought it was an older one, but it's not. The screwdriver thing?
Oh, that was
one
awful.
Guy, one screwdriver?
Jesus Christ.
Holy
it's like
fuck.
A guy sticks a glass up his asshole, breaks it, and pulls out shards of fucking glass and blood. Like 10 other people have to try and one-up him. It's like, no, leave it be and move on with your life. Don't be like, oh, well, I can put a screwdriver in my dick hole and rip it out and then shoot a fucking fountain
of blood.
Get a job. Like, who has this much fucking time?
It
amazing.
Was so gross.
MDS,
like
MDS says, I had a cyst and it blew up bad. I had to pop it twice a day and it stunk up the whole house so bad I almost puked. Yuck! Where was it, by the way? Was it on your penis?
See, my mom had one in the middle of her chest, and she would fucking pop it all the time, and she had to go and get it actually surgically removed. And she was gross about it. She'd pop it, and it'd be on her fingers, and she'd go, ew.
That's so...
She would smell her fingers and be like, ew, it's gross. She'd be like, here, smell this. I'm like, no!
I'll taste it, but no! I ain't gonna smell it. Wouldn't it be weird if it actually tasted like cream cheese? You just had to get past the smell of it?
No.
No? That wouldn't be weird?
On his back, he says.
Oh.
But yeah, she had to go to Missoula to get that removed. They had to, like, cut it out of her.
Like, cut it out.
Cut, oh, my
Dave
God.
Coulier?
Oh,
huh?
Oh, my
huh?
God.
Remember that guy?
Yes.
Has he OD'd
Full House.
Yet?
Probably.
God. Worst stand-up comedian ever. Almost.
Yeah. Oh, he had the little puppets and shit. Anyway...
I'm sorry, I'm reading the feedback. 26 says, Matt, skip 2 minutes into this video and you and Danny watch it live on the show right now. How about nah for one? Because that'll be really...
We can cut it out. We can mark it on the recording if you
we'll,
want.
We'll do it at the end of the show. I'm not doing it
he
right
now.
He says,
I will also send $5. He goes, yeah, do it. That was 4 do-its, I believe.
I'm not doing it right now. We'll do it at the end of the show for you.
There's a bunch more do-its.
Yeah, fantastic. Hey, who likes spam?
Oh, my God. Who likes to be banned?
That was so awesome.
I'm on that.
So, it's good now. I see that scientists are making some fantastic breakthroughs.
Yes.
This one being... I don't even know. This is just so awesome. If anything ends up coming of it, THC to any plant just got real easy, and the tomatoes taste scrumptious.
But, keep reading.
I'm about to. Thank you. Oakdale, California, if you will.
I will.
Scientists at Mont State Genie Tech, Inc. announced today that they have successfully transferred the gene segment that produces the psychotropic chemical THC in cannabis plants to many other common garden plants, including tomatoes, cucumbers, lettuce, carrots, oh my. Quote, we can probably put the THC segment into almost any plant in existence. Eggplant?
That is cool.
Perhaps?
Eggplant?
Yeah?
Eggplant's gross.
Yeah, it is. Says lead scientist Rebecca Vale, it's a very simple process. We're starting work on oak and maple trees now.
Nice.
Could you imagine an oak
smoking
tree?
Smoking a tree.
But no, I'm just like, that gives a whole new meaning to like puffing trees. But seriously, like, I mean, seriously, an oak tree is fucking huge.
Uh-huh.
And granted, it would take a long time for it to get that big, but, like...
If it's pumping THC through it the whole time, and these leaves and stuff that it's sprouting all fucking summer long and shit, that's all THC.
I know it, but the thing is, like, weed, when you smoke it, like, if it's good, it tastes good. I'm imagining smoking, like, some oak leaves, like, it's still gonna taste like oak leaves, which is probably not very good. But it's going to get you fucked up, and,
yeah.
You know, that's cool. So, and maple trees. Asked if the resulting plants could be used in similar ways to cannabis, Vale replied, well, you can't make twine out of a tomato plant, but if someone were to dry it and smoke it, all of the medical and psychotropic effects of marijuana would be present. And, what's more... We have learned that tomatoes, in particular, actually produce more THC than cannabis itself.
Neat.
That is neat.
That is very neat.
Neat science. And so, people are always like, wow, the weed we have nowadays is just blows the shit out of the water that they had back in the
like,
day.
Yeah, well, have some tomato weed.
And that's weird, too, because wasn't it always like, you can grow tomato plants hydroponically just like weed? And they grow, it's like, they grow...
If you can grow tomato plants, you can grow pot.
Right, and they grow a lot of the same ways. So that's kind of weird that it's the, out of all the shit they've tried so far, tomato plants have produced more THC than weed does. Like, it's almost like it was waiting for this to happen.
It's
you
like,
know?
All right, man, when are you going to do this?
Yeah, like, I'm waiting any day now.
I tried to show you. I do everything that plant does. I just kind of sprout fruit and,
yeah. And make it. Ketchup.
Which
and
is
that's
awesome.
It. This is the cool part. Is it legal? Actually, yes, it is. Our research qualifies as GMO intellectual property, as does the process itself. Since tomatoes and other plants are not illegal, a person would be well within the law to grow them and use them as they please. So because it's not, I don't know the law exactly, but I don't think it's the THC that's illegal. It's weed.
It's the cannabis.
It's weed, like the whole thing.
Yeah.
You can't make a fucking, a chemical, well, I guess you can, but because no one's ever done this, they're not like, okay, tomatoes are legal, but if there's THC in them, they're illegal. Like, they haven't done that yet, which I can see them doing if people start getting all fucked up from tomato plants.
Right.
But that's fucking cool. So, they isolated the genes, the genetic sequence of what causes the THC to, you know, inhabit the plant, to yeah. that the plant grows.
See, now I'm waiting for the directions on how to get the THC into the tomato plant.
Well,
so people
why don't
start
you,
doing that on their own.
How about you study gene splicing first, and then when the directions come out, you'll understand how to fucking do it. Got it?
Right.
Instead of fishing, gene splicing, okay?
No.
Fishing, no.
Yes.
Gene splicing, yes.
No.
Okay?
No.
Vail says that her company is working on a spray that will transfer the segment to many plants simply by spraying the leaves of seedlings. Oh, so you don't even fucking need genetic know-how.
What did she do? What?
They're working on a spray that you just spray the leaves of a seedling,
huh.
A baby plant.
Yeah.
And it does it. Just like
Whoa.
That. Quote, it's
what,
a very...
What do you think the neighbor would do if I sprayed his tomato plant with that shit?
Well, I don't know. I'd want a better plant than that because that thing sucks.
Yeah. I just do it just to see what would happen, though.
So, could you do it with grass?
Oh,
but, like,
God.
Like, seriously? Because grass fucking, we got a whole bunch of that out front.
I can grow tomato plants.
I
like
could grow grass.
You better. You're part Mexican.
I'm just thinking
sakes.
That would be a lot of fucking, what? Racist?
Sod?
I don't lay sod. But thank you. But could you imagine? Like, I would totally go hijack a crop duster, put this shit in it, and fucking just fly over the valley just dusting
just
plants.
Making everything THC.
Oh my God, that'd be aloe vera. You rub it in your skin and you're high. Oh my God, dude. The possibilities are endless. This is why science is fucking awesome. It's a very simple process, she says. Anyone can do it. We plan to start selling the spray Genie Mist in a matter of weeks.
Ooh.
One bottle will sell for $5 and be capable of treating 6,000 seedlings.
Holy shit.
Right?
We're getting that.
Yeah, fucking A, we are.
I will show you how to grow some plants.
I will spray myself with it. I will take a bath in this shit and just fucking
You're
be
just gonna
high.
Sit there and go like this and spray in your mouth.
Like chloroseptic?
Yeah.
Oh, how cool would that be?
It's my THC spray. No
but how deal. how do the tomatoes taste? Scrumptious, she says. But of course, they are best when roasted. That is fucking awesome.
That is cool. They're going to start selling the spray. That is so awesome. What would happen if you sprayed weed with it? Would it be like more powerful?
It would be like
super weed.
It would uproot itself and totally fucking just kick
smoke
your
itself.
That would be so badass. Oh my God.
Be super weed.
So the only way, I guess they could make the the spray itself illegal. But, I mean, I'm picturing the government being like, okay, well, now tomatoes are illegal and cucumbers are illegal, and watch the vegetarians all just die.
Uh-huh.
Because they can't eat anything. I'm curious if you took that spray and mixed it in with, like, a mushroom substrate and then grew the mushrooms, if that would do anything cool, or...
See, I don't think it would, because I don't think fungus
is capable
of producing THC.
I didn't think tomatoes were either, but...
Well, it's because of the way...
I know it's different genes in a plant.
Yeah.
Plants and plants share genes, so weed and tomatoes and, you know, any kind of plant. But it'd be interesting to experiment with and see.
If you could just get it, or just take straight up THC and inject it into a shroom.
I'm also curious what would happen if you took this, if you were growing Salvia divinorum and sprayed this on a seedling of salvia.
It'd just be
grew it up, made the extract, and did, you know, like what that would. There's tons of possibilities.
Uh huh.
What if you took your opium poppies as a seedling, sprayed them with this shit, grew the opium, milked it, did all the shit to make opium, if it would have... I mean, it's kind of the same effects. I mean, the, you know, stoned part of it.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of possibilities for this. Moving on. Ayahuasca.
What? Ayahuasca? What?
Ayahuasca. Whatever.
IHOP. Okay.
But pretty cool shit. I wonder if that's her thesis. Oh, I guess they're scientists, so. Past theses. Pretty cool, though.
Yeah, we're going to buy the spray.
Yeah.
We must. Like, a lot of it.
That'll make, because
I can
man,
actually grow
just,
plants. Like, you can't grow plants. You can grow fungi. I can grow plants.
Well, I will just go spray the grass, like I said, outside. That shit's already growing.
But there's things that produce it better. Things that carry the THC and produce it more
like
than
tomatoes.
Others. Yeah, like...
I wonder if it's in the structure of it, because a tomato plant and a pot plant have, like, the same basic structure also.
Maybe the way that their veins run and everything.
Yeah.
Maybe the... What is it?
Yeah.
No, how they
you're
use water and everything.
Photosynthesis?
Yeah, that one. Maybe it's how their photosynthesis works in each one. I don't know.
Maybe.
It's different with everyone, I guess.
Well, speaking of drugs, this was sent to us by MDS of a Florida story, of course. That's
all
like,
right.
You notice the only kind of stories he sends in is... Florida stories.
So?
I never get, like, a California story or something.
But if you do, it'll mention Florida.
yeah.
Florida man
always...
traveled to California.
It always
does.
Here. This one's called Hillsboro Deputies.
Hillsboro. Not Hillsboro. Hillsboro.
Do you want my brojones in your mouth?
Hillsboro.
Oh,
my God.
It's like Hasbro, but they don't make toys. Hillsboro deputies investigate how drug got into 4-year-old Skittles.
Huh.
How do you think? Maybe I'm thinking he bought the drugs, bought the Skittles, got caught by a teacher and was like, shit, I better fucking hide this, put them in the Skittles. And then was like, wow, how did those drugs get in with my Skittles?
It's a four-year-old.
It's a fucking midget. Masquerading as a 4-year-old.
I'm gonna guess.
Because it's Florida.
I'm gonna guess parents decided on an abortion too late.
What? How does that put drugs in Skittles?
Well, you don't want the kid anymore. You pick a powerful drug.
Oh, and you're like, okay, like the parents are trying to abort the kid.
Right.
Like, okay,
they're
going to
be
it.
Like, oh, they're must like, have been that Halloween candy.
Hey, here, honey,
neighbors.
Eat some Skittles.
Right.
The real life riddle has detectives in a quandary. Bailey Barzano was in the care of her grandparents Sunday when a trip to Tampa International Airport turned into a potentially life-threatening episode of the jam hole. Jeffrey and Holly Ball of Homosexual were waiting for Homo Sasa. Sasaw. We're waiting for a relative at the airport's curbside pickup when granddaughter Bailey told them she needed to use the potty. Holly Ball, who's 40... Your last name is Ball?
Holly Ball.
48, walked Bailey to the women's restroom at the red baggage claim area near the elevators. Bailey went into her own stall, the only time the family says she was outside of adult supervision. That's where she was. She went to the bathroom. She's like, oh, I gotta go pee. And then she went in there, got out her needles, got out her spoon, got out her cup, and start. And then she heard a knock and was like, oh, fuck, into the bag of Skittles they went. I bet you. I'm gonna call that.
Okay.
Hey, four-year-olds are drug addicts, too. You don't know.
Okay.
You don't know this kid.
I don't know.
Do you know this kid?
No.
Is this your kid?
I know no one with the last name Ball.
Okay. Then the pair returned to the car to continue waiting with the young girl in the back seat. At some point, Bailey handed her grandfather what looked like an unopened bag of tropical Skittles. No one thought to ask where the candy came from. Ah, hey, little girl. You want some candy?
Yes.
Here you go.
Thank you.
Hey, little girl.
Yes?
You want to taste the rainbow?
Uh-huh.
Zip.
Ooh. I bet you she got out like the little tampon box in the bathroom. You know, like some
Skittles out of there.
Yeah.
Wow.
I bet some weird junkie dropped it in there.
Strangers.
To hide it.
Strangers with candy.
Uh-huh.
When Bailey had her fill, Jeffrey Ball, 40, told deputies he opened the package and handed it back to the girl. When Bailey had her fill, she returned the blue bag of sugary, fruit-flavored candy to her grandfather, who folded up the wrapper and placed it in the console. Bailey's uncle, James Shy, who's 23, finally arrived. He greeted his family, and the four headed out of the airport bound for homosexual. When Shy said he was hungry, Jeffrey offered him a partially eaten bag of Skittles. Shy poured the candies into his hand. Out came the pills. It was that dude then. He was like, reached in the center console. He's driving, so he didn't look. He's got a bag of dope in there. Happens to be in a Skittles bag. And then there's also the bag of Skittles. Just hands him one, and that's his dope. And was like, where did this come from? The adults in the car were horrified by the implications.
I wonder what kind of drugs they were.
Oxycodone.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Kind of look like Skittles. They're blue and yellow and pink and brown and...
They don't look like Skittles.
Well, I mean, if you were a little kid. I'm saying
weird
color.
Weird kind of Skittle.
I'm saying color. Oh, and now I'm dead.
Right.
They noticed that Bailey was behaving strangely and seemed lethargic. Had she ingested some of these pills? The family drove straight to University Community Hospital in Carrollwood. Sheriff's detectives arrived shortly after noon. They found four pills that seemed to be oxycodone, a narcotic pain medicine, and sent them off for tests. And took them home and tested them. Yep, these are two.
Yep.
In homosexual, Bailey's mother, Veronica Shy, 27, was working in a restaurant when she got the news. Bailey was in and out of sleep, intravenous tubes connected to her small body. She stayed overnight until doctors felt safe that she was in the clear.
Huh.
Doctors believe Bailey swallowed the controlled substance, but aren't sure how much. That's crazy.
You OD'd at 4 years old.
I know.
That's great.
Like, way to go, junkie.
Fuck.
And they're investigating the Skittles manufacturer, William Wrigley Jr. In an unrelated case last week, a Clay County teenager shopping at Middleburg CVS Pharmacy reported finding a bag with 1.2 grams of cocaine inside a box containing Skittles bags. What the fuck, Skittles?
Why would you report that? I guess
because he was
a kid.
He was like, what's this? And the guy was like, oh, that's nothing.
It's a free bag of sugar that comes with the Skittles. Fuck
yeah,
off.
You're supposed to put those over. They're sour Skittles?
Duh. Come on.
That's crazy, though. Like, two things. I mean, they don't know if they're related or anything, but fucking crazy.
That is weird.
That is fucking weird.
Why can't I find those Skittles bags?
Either that or somebody's lying here and
planting them.
Grandma and Grandpa have a little bit of a drug problem.
Right.
So.
How come I never find those cool bags?
I know. I was totally thinking, like, what? Oh, fuck, man. Just, like, getting a bag of Skittles and being like,
jackpot!
Hello.
Yes! My life just got that much better.
Wow, druggy.
Hey, I haven't done anything in a long time. Leave me alone.
The fuck's the matter with you? Ask me why you have so many health problems.
I want to get high.
Jesus Christ.
Hey.
Good.
You like getting high.
Good, druggy.
You're druggy.
I am a grown adult, and I have moved away from my childish tendencies to do drugs. So suck on these nuts.
What?
You heard me. Well, let's continue speaking of drugs, shall we?
Sure, druggy.
Going from Florida to Georgia to Alabama.
Louisiana.
Perhaps. What kind of drugs would you say? Oxycodone, cocaine. We're just moving right down the line here. Weed, oxy, coke.
Meth.
Meth. Oh, meth.
Thing.
Georgia woman arrested with $13,000 in meth in her blank.
Ass.
No.
Vagina.
No.
Purse?
Bra.
Car. Okay. I was going to say.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Well, people put things in weird places.
That they do. Crossville, Alabama. 37-year-old Georgia woman was arrested and charged with padding her bra with methamphetamine.
That is so hot.
Sheriff Jerry Harris said the woman was arrested Tuesday and charged with trafficking in controlled substances. Harris said authorities pulled the woman over for a traffic violation, searched her car during a pat down. You know what I mean? Pat down. An officer found a pound of meth hidden in her bra.
They're not allowed to search in her bra.
Well,
unless,
they did.
Unless one, she gives them permission to, or they get a warrant to right there. See, if that were me, I'd be like, no, you can't fucking do that.
Probable cause.
It's my padding, bitch.
How, like, a pound?
That's not that hard to hide in a bra.
I guess I'm thinking, like, pot. Like, a pound of pot is, like, a lot, like, volume-wise, space-wise. Yeah. That's a lot. But powder, yeah, that's not that much.
It's not that big of a deal, especially if you have the padded bras. You can cut out the padding and stuff it in there.
Okay, thanks, druggy.
I'm just saying, Jesus. It's not hard to do.
I'm just saying, I've totally done it before. Because I'm a druggy. 13.
Who went to rehab?
Pardon? That's because I did a lot of drugs when I was younger, like a few years ago.
So what's the big deal?
Because I acknowledged that I had a problem.
And so did I, and I stopped doing everything. I just did go pay for some jackass to get me off of it.
That's because you did pussy drugs. I did man drugs, okay?
It's because I wasn't ever into that big, okay?
Man drugs.
I liked cocaine. Go
13,
to hell.
13, that is a hell of a drug. But
it's 13, a beautiful drug.
$13,000 a pound of meth, is that?
I don't know.
What do you think, druggy? Is that a lot?
I don't know. I don't do meth.
Like, I know they always, like, overshoot. Like, they always overestimate what the price is. They're like, we found a half ounce of weed.
They're probably doing it for, like, top dollar and shit, you know?
Well, they always do. They're like, a half ounce of weed valued at over $500,000. You're like, what?
Berger said, didn't Matt just admit to shooting his meds a few months ago?
Pardon? You can't shoot Suboxone. I read that somewhere. You can't. Doesn't work. She was released from the county jail Wednesday on $30,000 bond, of course.
Wow.
That's crazy. Like,
meth,
why?
That's stupid. Meth is dumb. Don't do meth.
Unless you need to, like, clean your house for, like, a week straight.
Right. Right.
But yeah, I did that shit when I was like 16. It's all you do is like you can't go to sleep and you're up for like days. Like,
well, I've never done meth. And meth, I've never had an urge to do meth ever.
it's gross. It's very dirty feeling.
Yeah, see, I've always thought of, you know, I did cocaine and stuff. And doing cocaine, you look at meth as, like, that's just a derivative from cocaine. And it's just got all this more shit in it. It's less pure than cocaine. You're doing more chemicals than you are, you know, something like cocaine. And so I never fucking did meth because I was like, that's disgusting. I'd rather just do coke. And... yeah.
You also stay up a lot longer.
Yeah,
like,
so
coke,
I've heard.
You don't stay up all night on coke. It's like, oh, MDS just did the math for us. Thank you. $13,000 a pound would be about $25 a gram.
Wow.
Huh.
Fuck, it's $100 a gram of coke.
Well, that's weird because, like I was saying, it makes you stay up longer. And
yeah, cocaine's always been more expensive than meth, though, because there's so many cheap chemicals in meth.
Right, yeah. It's like ephedrine, mini thins, and acetone or something.
Yeah, cocaine is the plant, you know.
A hell of a drug.
And
right.
A couple other chemicals, but that's it. It's nothing. It's the reason why it's that expensive is because of the import rate and all that crap. And so people transferring and all that crap. But then the reason why meth is so cheap is because people can make it in their fucking bathtub. So...
that is the rumor. Did you
I
ever
wish I could get a gram of coke for $25. Fuck.
Did you ever see that movie Spin or Spun with John Leguizamo, I think, and Brittany Murphy? And was it Mickey Rourke that was in that? I don't know. But he was like the chef. I think we talked about this a long time ago. And, like, it's all about meth. And in the end, basically, the little shitty caravan gypsy trailer he's in blows up and because of the meth, how to cook it and whatnot. Fucking gross.
Yeah, meth is disgusting. It's a retarded drug. It fucking, my exes that got on it.
All of them?
Just, no.
Maybe you just have that effect on people.
Two of them.
Making me kind of want to do it now.
Please don't do meth.
I would never do that again.
I always
it's so gross. Ugh.
I mean, I always had access to it. I just never wanted to do it. I always wanted cocaine.
Of course, druggie. Good. Well, speaking of, let's
see
if I can
do this.
When
I'm done with cocaine, I could be done with it and, like, go sleep for, like, a while and be over with it.
Right.
Next day, I feel fine.
Burger says, usually $100 a gram here unless you buy the boxes. Then you get a quarter gram a box. Not that I would know. So, let's see if I can do this, right?
Ready.
Speaking of meth, which is made in bathtubs.
Okay.
Which is where you would find a toilet.
Right.
This one is called...
trying to tie everything together.
Huh? This one is called... it's called a Segway.
Okay.
Do you like how I did that there?
Right.
Also from Florida, which was where
the Skittle
story
was
from. Yeah, see that?
Okay.
See how I just connected all that? This one's called St. Petersburg Man Nearly Kills Himself Cleaning Toilet.
All right. He drowned.
Possibly. He just took a dump so big it just blew his brains out. His butthole.
His butthole?
His brains blew out his butthole.
Whoa, pooping your brains out. Hold
on. Oh, Candy's Girls. Hey.
Candy's Girls.
Sorry, I just saw that in the chat. St. Petersburg, the quest for a gleaming toilet and a lack of knowledge of chemistry led a 44-year-old man to accidentally create a deadly bathroom cleaner early Thursday morning.
How do you get to 44 without having some kind of knowledge about cleaning fucking chemicals?
I'm going to guess right now that it was bleach and ammonia to make chlorine gas. And I had a knowledge of that shit from the Anarchist Cookbook when I was, like, 15 years old, so...
yeah, I learned that a long time ago. Mom was like, don't ever put these two together!
Yeah, and it's like, it's some dude is like, man, ammonia cleans really well. And his wife is like, hey, bleach also cleans really well. And they're like, hey...
let's put those together!
We're gonna put them together, and we're gonna make a million! And then, they died.
Right.
Because that makes chlorine gas, and that is actually, that doesn't clean so well.
No.
The result...
You clean your house out.
That's my guess. I don't know if that's what happened. But the result, a hazardous materials team was called to clear Michael Newton's house before he was taken to Bayfront Medical Center complaining of shortness of breath and irritation to his lungs and eyes and his squiddly splooge from the chlorine gas cloud he created. Boom!
No victory lap?
Nah, I'm so hot right now. I'm sweaty. It's so hot here. Exposure to the gas, which has been used as a weapon of mass destruction, can cause severe illness or death. Like, who uses that anymore, though? That's got to be so old. Like, World War I shit. Newton combined bleach and an ammonia-based product to, quote, make a stronger bathroom cleaner. Are you fucking... Hey, what year is it? Is this 1897?
Yes.
Christ.
Then that's okay.
You fuck... Are you... That's a good point.
How do you get to 44 years old without that kind of common knowledge?
Right. Like,
how do you not... How did you not die when your mom went out and she told you to mop the floor?
Dropped out of high school, or perhaps FAS, or perhaps...
FAS, I'm going with that.
Retarded, maybe? I don't know.
Probably. Maybe.
If he survived this, he's gonna be retarded, because that kills brain cells.
Yeah.
I remember it, like, what I was talking about earlier when I was younger, and we fucking had the Anarchist Cookbook, and it's like, make a chlorine gas bomb. We're like, okay... all you need is, you know, simple household cleaning items. And so we went over to Rossinfield, which is, you know, down over on 5th, right by where my dad used to live. We took a 2-liter bottle and we put some bleach in it and we put some fucking ammonia in it, capped that fucker and threw it over the fence. And we waited and we waited, and like a few minutes went by and all of a sudden, boom! And then
That's
this
cool.
like greenish looking gas kind of emanated from the fucking... broken ass bottle. We were like, whoa. And then we took off.
Fuck, Matt.
You never read the Anarchist Cookbook when you were a kid and like made fucking awesome stuff?
No.
Really?
Really?
Fuck.
I've heard of it and stuff, but I never messed with it.
We made all sorts of shit out of that fucking thing. All sorts. Oh, man. The tennis ball match head bomb and all
sorts. There's a cool soda bomb you can make.
Yeah. Yeah. The little fucking bang stick made from a bicycle spoke and some fucking match head. Like, you could do a lot of shit with strike anywhere match heads.
Yeah, yeah. Now, Faygo cream soda?
Faygo.
Seriously, if you take a 2-liter and shake it and then set it down, like, shake it good and set it down and just walk away, it'll explode.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah. It's, like, the most, like...
Faygo is ghetto-ass shit.
Oh, yeah.
If you don't know.
Yeah. They only sell it down south.
Right. That's, like... That's the shit Insane Clown Posse would spray over their crowds in fucking... When they did
their
concerts.
I love how everyone relates Faygo to ICP, but the people who actually own Faygo are a family company and fucking hate ICP and hate the fact that they endorse their product.
That's because Faygo in Detroit were those ghetto-ass... ass faggots
that's
grew up.
That's all they had to drink.
Yeah, because that's all they could fucking afford because they spent all their money on faggot fucking clown makeup.
But
and
it's so funny that people, when I say, you know, talk about Faygo cream soda, because Faygo cream soda is the shit.
It's in every one of their fucking songs,
well,
pretty
I know.
Much, you know?
But it's funny that they don't know that ICP really has nothing to do with Faygo.
No, it doesn't. It's just where they grew up.
But yeah,
It's like Eminem probably drank Faygo, and everyone else in fucking Detroit
drank Faygo down in Florida. I drank it all the time. Grape, Moon Mist, and fucking cream soda. It was my favorite. But cream soda, if you take... I was outside of the bowling
just
alley really drunk.
Just the cream
just
soda?
Just the cream soda. If you take,
really?
Yeah, if you just take it, shake it up, set it down, walk away, it will explode.
That's
it's
dangerous.
It's the most, like, volatile thing of soda I've
and
ever
you,
messed with.
If you drink it, it burns your asshole out, actually.
Probably.
And your intestines will hit the floor.
That's probably what happened.
I just heard that in a song.
Ah. But yeah, I thought it was really cool.
So yeah, this retard thought he was making stronger, cleaner, and he was overcome moments after spraying the solution and called 911. He was waiting outside when numerous fire and hazardous materials crews arrived around 6 a.m. What are you doing cleaning the house? So 6 a.m. is when they got there, right?
Right.
He must have started, I'm going to say it, about 4 a.m. Doing meth, which relates to
the story previous.
Thank you. Woo! Thank you very much. That's how it's done.
This is one big fucking loop.
I know. That's how you do it.
Why is every time we do the show lately,
it's hot
as
fuck in here?
No. Besides that too, but the cat goes and sits in the corner the whole fucking show.
She's scared.
I don't understand. She just sits there and stares at me. I can fucking see her. You can't. But she sits there in the corner and just...
Really?
Yeah, she's doing it right fucking now. It's really creeping me out.
Oh, fuck. Okay, let's see if I can do this again. So, speaking of bathrooms, right?
Right.
Now, bear with me. What do you do on the toilet, which is what the guy was cleaning?
Poop.
And where does poop come from?
Your butthole.
Your anus. This one is called Boy 11 Seriously Hurt After Peers Force Air Pump Into His...
Anus.
His anus. His heinous anus.
Oh, my God.
Why would you put an air pump into a boy's anus?
To blow him up.
To pump it up. Duh. That's all. 11-year-old Galilee boy was hospitalized in serious condition Thursday after two of his peers forced an air pump into his anus.
All right.
I'm just
I wonder if it's the kind, like a bike or like a fucking generator thing.
No, see, I was picturing a basketball pump with the little needle that they just fucking shoved it in his ass and just went...
See, I thought about a generator, you know, the ones that you use for airbrushing.
Oh,
shit.
God,
like,
no.
The ones that make the sound like...
Yeah, and then you spray it and it just blows your asshole
open.
Yeah,
it's like a tire pump, you know, like you just... And, oh, God, you could, like, see his stomach just go...
And it just blew your ass apart. Blood and guts and poop everywhere.
Right?
That's awful.
Ugh.
The pump caused serious internal injuries to the boy, no shit, who remains hospitalized. An initial police investigation revealed that the boy fell victim to two peers. Is that, peer-to-peer? they held
Burger
the...
Burger says sounds fun.
I know. They held the 11-year-old down, forced... This was also in the Anarchist Cookbook. held the 11-year-old down, forced the pump into his rectum, and turned the device on. Ooh, I think
it
you were right.
Was a
an air compressor. Holy shit. Ugh.
Can you just imagine that being held down and hearing behind you?
like, hey, what's that? I thought we were just having sex. What the fuck?
Yeah, ouch.
You said you wanted to blow me. What the? Get the fuck. Ah! Boom. And then he popped. A doctor who treated the boy said he was suffering from severe... that just got funny to me for a sec. Blow me. That's
Matt,
all. Come on, that's awesome.
It was funny when you said it, not 10 seconds later.
I just got it.
You said it.
Right, but I just got it. Like, that worked on a couple different levels. Blow me. Never
right.
mind. You can blow me later. The boy said he was, or the doctor who treated the boy said he was suffering from severe damage to his intestine, which surgeons were forced to stitch up. That sucks.
Yeah.
Which is also what being blown would be. Suck.
Right.
Why is it called blow then? I never got that. Because if
you
blow,
on
if
it.
You blew into my pee hole, I would punch you in the face.
I don't know.
I'm so serious. That gives me the creeps. Quote, we need to have faith that the boy will recover because there's a chance that there could be complications. Is that what you need right now is faith? Do you think faith will help you?
Well, once the doctor's done everything he can, he's got to give him some kind of hope, I guess. Right?
Well, where was faith when the two
kids
boys
are holding
were...
you down.
Exactly. Where was faith? You think faith could maybe unplug the compressor or something? You think faith could have gotten the two boys' heads and been like, this is God talking.
Candy's
Don't
girl
do
says,
that.
What if a girl did the same thing but not in the ass? So like in the pussy or
like
whatever.
Like in the vagina?
See, that would
well,
still
then it,
fucking hurt.
It would just go
Well, I mean, if you stuck it up, it would be like a giant queef, actually, probably.
It depends, though, because girls are meant to expand there because that's where the baby goes, right? So you put that in there, you
but
would
something
inflate.
Being forced in there would probably do some damage, especially to, like, the cervix.
Okay, well, what if I had a really big giant load and blew it in you? It'd be the same thing, right? Minus the air, it'd be all semen, but, you know, it'd both take up volume, right?
Sure.
Mass times volume equal, I mean, come on. Times the speed of light, divided by that, carry the two, equals your asshole just blown the fuck out. We are crossing our fingers that he recovers. Well, you don't have very good faith then, right? If you're crossing your fingers, you have faith. Why are you crossing? Oh, because a cross, Jesus was killed on a cross. I get it.
Right.
Okay. Well, that is awesome.
Would you mind if we take a break for a sec?
Yeah, I would, actually.
Oh.
Why? You gotta go blow your brain.
Yeah, kinda.
Do you gotta go shit your fucking brains
yeah,
out?
Yeah, kinda. Earlier, before the show, yeah, I pooed my brains out, so I think I gotta do that again.
All right, god damn it.
I'm having a movement.
MDS says, try to blow her up, Matt. See what happens.
I'll get fat. That's
no.
What happens.
Yeah, well, yeah, we
that
know what'll
stretch
happen.
My twat out, and it won't be fun
it'll,
for him anymore.
I'll tell you, it'll be like a big fucking whoopee cushion. You inflate them, and then you punch them in the stomach, and it makes a queefy sound. It's like a chick whoopee cushion is what that is like. All right, well, yeah, I guess, so since she has to fucking dump her fucking brains out, we'll take a break real quick, meow.
You go smoke while I go poo.
Is that what has to happen here?
Yeah, you don't want to hear this.
No?
Leave the mics on, maybe they can hear it.
Bring one in there with you, we
no,
got a
I'm
long
good.
Cord.
So we're at 110 for this, okay?
Just do the show from in there.
I gotta poop, fuck off. Let's
you
take a break.
Okay, we'll be right back. And that was Marilyn Manson with his new track, Disposable Teens, coming at you live from beautiful downtown Cosmo. See, I could totally do that. Like, any fucking douche that knows how to talk can fucking do that. I hate those guys so bad. They think they're, like, the fucking God's gift to everything. They're like, ew, I work at the radio station. You guys suck. And I hate you all.
I think I blew out an O-ring.
Did you push it back in? I'll push it back in for you later.
Okay. My asshole's kind of sore.
Jesus.
Well, like, I was waiting till you walked outside, right? And I heard you put your shoes on. I heard ka-tush, ka-tush. And I'm like, all right, he's going to open the door.
I didn't really go outside.
Yes, you did.
How do you know?
Because I heard the other door shut. I hear you open that door, and I hear it shut, and then I hear the other door open and shut, and then I'm just like, oh, God, it's just...
What's wrong with your anus?
It was holding a lot of poop.
If I took a air compressor and put it up in there, would you
Don't
be cool?
Would I what?
Would you be okay?
No. 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 I can't even let you put your penis in there. Are you kidding me?
Oh, fuck.
And that sucks. I'm sorry.
All right. Well, let's see if I can do this one more time.
What?
Speaking of...
Oh, God.
Anuses, which, as we all know, poop into toilets.
Right.
What else happens in toilets?
You throw up.
Okay. What else also happens
you
in toilets?
Pee.
You pee. Speaking of pee, this one is called... Man hides in bathrooms, drinks boy's urine.
All right.
You're in trouble. Fantastic.
You're in trouble.
And I think this, I don't know if this is the same guy, because we had a story like this a long time ago where a guy was going into a real long time ago. He was going into public restrooms and putting cups in the urinal stalls. And then, you know, he would wait for little kids to go in there and pee into them. And then he would take the cups and drink the pee. I don't
That's
know.
That's gross.
Why would you do that? Like, if you're into drinking pee, just pee in a cup and fucking drink it. Like,
I recycle my own semen?
Right. Like, does little boy pee taste like honey nectar? Like, I don't understand. Why would you do that? Columbus, Ohio. Is this Tim Henson? That's weird. Is he 54 and is his real name Alan Patton? Alan Patton is in jail after allegedly telling Ohio police about his affection for urine. Police said Patton goes to family restaurants and movie theaters and waits for boys in a bathroom stall. Investigators said he shuts off the water. Yeah, this is the same guy. I'm sorry, I don't know for sure, allegedly, but that's what the guy would do. He'd turn off the water to it, put the cup in there, and then, you know, he'd get the piss. He turns off the water to the child-level urinal and puts a cup in the bottom. Quote, he goes back and retrieves the cup and drinks the urine, the detective said. Patton allegedly told police that he leaves the stall after the child leaves.
What?
I do not understand that. Why would you do that? Danny says, and that sucks because I really used to like to get it in the butt. Lol. And Candy's girl says he sounds like Michael Jackson. Kinda.
Just with pee instead of buttholes.
What? Just with pee instead of semen, you mean?
Well, you put the semen in the butthole.
Okay. I don't understand. Like, I can understand a lot of stuff. I can understand killing children because kids
fucking
are annoying.
Horses.
I can understand
giving birth in a portalette and leaving it in there.
I can understand fucking horses because you're that desperate. But there's nothing about pee that is good. Like, I mean, it's good
nothing.
To pee, but you're getting rid of the pee. You're not actually putting more pee into your body.
Unless it's like Waterworld. He's peeing his
but you're
thing,
not,
making it water.
You're not filtering it.
Maybe he's skipping the whole process. He's like, I want to recycle stuff. Maybe it's like moral oral.
Waterworld, he did that because he had to drink water.
You remember moral oral? Do you remember the episode where his dad told his son that...
Moral.
Yeah, his name was Moral. Whatever.
Right.
And his Mr. dad told
oral.
Him, told him, said God doesn't like people who waste.
Ah, waste not, want not.
Right.
So this is a religious thing.
So the kid was like, huh, what about my pee and poo, you know? And, like, he starts drinking his own pee, and then people are like, you know, what are you drinking? And he starts selling it.
Well, maybe we can learn why here. According to police, Patton said he's been drinking urine for years. He told us he's been doing it for over 40 years, since he was 7 years old.
What?
I've been smoking weed since I was 2. I've been drinking piss since I was 7. Like, are you kidding me? Police said Patton told them it makes him sick, but that it's almost spiritual to him.
What?
Ask me why I don't like religion.
Did his parents teach him that?
Perhaps. Hey, you want to get close to God? Uh-huh. Drink piss. Little boy piss, actually. He allegedly added, I like it because it makes me closer to them. Like I'm drinking their youth. You weird, fucking, creepy, weird, old, fucking, creepy fuck. What? Oh, wow. I gain their youth by drinking their waste. That doesn't even make sense, douche. Wow. You would gain their youth. That doesn't even make sense at all. What, urine is waste. If anything, it's making you older because it's their waste, you fucking retard. Holy Christ. The new Albany, Ohio father played a role in Patton's arrest. He told someone at a movie theater that Patton was staring at his son in the bathroom. He's like, hey, I bet you got some good pee, huh? Want to play swords? No, I'm just kidding, but I am going to drink your pee.
Ew.
That's so weird.
I'd be like, no, dude,
like,
no.
Do you want it from the source, or, no, it's cool, I brought my own cups, little sippy cups. That's
here,
so
will
gross.
You pee in this, please? No!
What is no. this? No, I have to drug test you, your dad told me to.
What?
Okay.
Well, no. In that case, he told someone, right, official said Patton is a registered sexual predator who was convicted of rape 13 years ago.
Of course.
I've been drinking pee, smoking weed since I was 2, drinking pee since I was 7, and raping since I was 24.
Jesus fuck.
What a fucking weirdo. Like, why are you still alive?
Right.
Is what I, my question.
Why
besides,
hasn't someone terminated you?
Yeah, right? Come with me if you want to drink pee. Police believe Patton has been collecting and drinking urine in cities around central Ohio, including Hilliard, Westerville, Dublin, Worthington, and Gahanna.
Gahanna?
Fucking weirdo.
Yeah.
I do not understand that.
Why would you want to drink pee?
I know, that's what
it
I'm saying.
It doesn't even smell good. When I pee, I'm like, oh God, it reeks like piss.
Unless, like, who knows? Maybe he's onto something. But I seriously doubt it. I really don't think so. I've heard of some people, what was it? Amanita muscaria, the mushrooms, the red ones with the white spots with the fly agaricus in it.
Uh-huh.
If you piss that out, your body doesn't fully metabolize it. So some ancient, I don't know if it's even ancient, but some remote tribes or whatever will eat the mushrooms, piss it out, and then give it to their fellow tribe members, and then they would drink it and get fucked up. But you're getting fucked up off it. You're just
there's
drinking.
There's something for you. There's a reason why you're
unless
drinking
it's
it.
Like a little crack baby, and you're getting the cocaine out of the fucking piss. But I don't
there's
see.
There's no reason. There's no benefits for you from it at all.
Yeah, that's what I don't get. Fithin interviewed Patton after he was arrested while leaving a movie theater last weekend, quote, listening to him describe it, it's like listening to a crack or cocaine addict. He's addicted to children's urine.
That is
addiction
weird.
Is defined by
a drug.
But, well, no, I'm just saying, like, if you don't, like, pill addicts, if they don't have the pills, they get sick. Even
a vegetarian.
And that's physical addiction. Even mental addiction, like your body, you need it.
Yeah.
There's no addictive properties to piss. I mean, I guess you can be like, excuse my face, you can be addicted to porn or whatnot, but I don't know, man. That's weird.
Candy's girl says, do you think it was a dare for him to drink little boy pee?
When he was 7?
Yeah, when he was little kid, and that's when he started drinking it. Do you think that could happen?
Then he liked it and started drinking it?
Maybe.
But that's the thing. Like, what is it about pee that you would like? It's gross. To me, I don't know.
I've never tasted pee. I don't know.
I've never tasted pee, but now I kind of want to try it. Maybe it does get you fucked up.
You want me to pee in a cup for you?
I'll just take it from the source.
Whoa.
I need a shower. A golden shower. Yeah, that's weird.
Gross.
I don't need him in society. Ship him off to Florida is what I have to say about that. Fucking weirdos. So,
the cat's really starting to creep me out.
Is she giving you the eye?
Yeah, peek around the door there.
Today I texted the man I'm dating, told him I was having a terrible day, and asked him to say something to cheer me up. Hey,
hey.
Honey, my day sucks.
What do you want me to do?
Cheer me up.
Boobs.
Did you know?
I gotta say shit.
His response?
What?
Did you know that rabbits shriek when they're killed?
Nice.
I'm still having a terrible day, and now I can't stop thinking about dying, shrieking bunnies. Fuck my life.
I've killed bunnies. They do scream.
They do, don't they?
Yeah, they go,
and then they die.
They screech.
And then I drank their pee, and it got me fucked up. Today I found out if you slide down the stairs on a foam mattress topper, it just folds under instead of sliding. Then you slide the rest of the way down on your knees and break your nose at the bottom. Fuck my life.
That's awesome.
Lessons the hard way.
All right.
Today I needed to buy Vagisil. What's Vagisil for?
Vagisil's like
yeast infection.
Yeast
infection.
Thank you. Yeah. Like you got an unhealthy twat.
Your twat is effed.
Yeah, you've been fucking too much. Clean it out. Here you go.
Yeah, maybe you got peed inside of. I went to the grocery store so I could use the self-checkout. My item rung up incorrectly, so a girl came to help. She was new and having trouble, so she called more people to help. I ended up having 5 people around me talking about my Vagisil purchase. Fuck my life.
That's wonderful.
That's weird.
Ugh.
Vagisil, like, condoms, and some bananas.
That's like when I had to have that colonoscopy done, right? And I had to go to the pharmacist to get the fucking jug of shit for it.
Right.
Okay, because you know what that's for.
And then
for.
The doctor couldn't get the camera to work, so he had to call tech support.
No,
Tech support had to escalate it to tier 2. Tier 2 couldn't do it, so they had to call in the program.
No, it was great because I walked up and I went to get my prescription, and the lady's like, okay, I'm going to put your prescription down at this counter, and the pharmacist wants to go over the directions with you, and I'm like, motherfuck. And we go over
Hey, this goes in one end, and then something else will come out the other.
He sees me, and he looks at me like, this can't be for you, you know, because I'm young. And, like, he just looks at me. He goes, are you Dana? And I'm like, yeah.
I would have been like, no, it's for a prank. Don't worry about it.
Well, like, he asked
prank
me,
on me.
And I was like, yes, it's for me. And he's
Burger.
Like, well, have you ever done this before? I'm like, no.
Burger says, is it Fleet?
Fleet. But it,
that
it
goes
was just,
in your butt.
It was just a weird situation. And then I had to walk out with the jug and shit. And it, I was like, God damn it.
Nice jugs. Today I was sitting on the train and some crazy man started talking to me. I ignored him and he tapped on my shoulder. He started blabbing, and I just pointed to my ears and mouthed, I'm deaf. He stopped talking. A minute later, my phone rang, and I answered it without thinking. Fuck my life.
Nice.
That's weird. Just be like, hey, weirdo, get away from me before I mace your ass.
Right.
Today I gave my wife of 4 years a special anniversary gift. Hmm. Anal.
Anal?
Full sex. A red rose dipped in liquid gold so that she would cherish and admire it forever.
That's kind of cool.
She told me it was too Italian looking. I now have a $100 rose sitting in my office. Fuck my life. She didn't even accept it?
What a fucking stuck up
I
bitch.
I divorce that biatch.
Dude, that'd be kind of cool. It's like the thought that counts, really, you know?
No, not anymore. Fuck the thought.
Well, dude, like, I don't fucking wear hearts and necklaces and shit, but you bought me a fucking heart necklace, and because you got it for me, and you were like, I want to, like, impress you and
honestly,
show you I care.
Truth be told.
What?
I bought that a long time ago for another girl.
I will walk out right now.
Will you really?
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. Or am I? Bum, bum, bum.
I'm gonna go by the fucking jewelers and ask him.
He won't tell you.
Right. Well, you know, even though I don't wear that shit, you gave it to me and it was still like...
I know. Spit in my face. Thanks.
I would never fucking be like, dude, that's fucking gay.
Today, you kind of did, though.
How?
You were like, a heart? Really? My dick's bigger than yours. I mean, come on.
I did not.
Today, I was
like,
aw. Today, I was working on a client's route. You know what I did that for? Is
what?
Because I figured you didn't have a heart. So I was like, here. Now you have a heart.
And then I broke it.
I know. Better yours than mine. Today, I was working on a client's roof. Some neighborhood kids thought it would be hilarious if they knocked over my ladder. I was stuck on this roof in serious heat. I caught the attention of a pedestrian to come to my rescue. It was a little old lady. She gave me the finger and left. Jeffers morning.
Oh my
fuck
God.
My life.
That sucks. How did he get down?
Today I discovered my wife has been smoking weed for the past 2 years before she has sex with me.
She has to get stoned to fuck you.
She said it was the only way she could force herself to have sex with me. Oh. Fuck my life and fuck that bitch.
Well, I'll lose some weight, dude.
Yeah, that, yeah. You know what I realized today? I mean, I guess I kind of always knew it. I always knowed it.
Okay.
But fat people stink when it's hot out.
Duh.
Holy good Christ.
They got all those extra flaps
of
shit.
It's so fucking awful. Like, I was delivering today, and this fat dude, fat chick, probably together, probably
ew,
have little fat fucking kids, come out of this elevator.
I like looking at their hands because they're fat, chubby digits,
they're little,
you
like,
know?
They're like little pickles.
They're like sausages. It's
so
weird.
So gross. But, they come out of this elevator that I'm waiting to go into, and it didn't even occur to me that, like, small confined space, 80-degree heat, two big fat fuckers, holy Christ. I get right up in it, and the door closes, and I'm like, oh, come on!
Just smack you in the face.
Disgusting. I was so, oh, fucking disgusting. Candy's girl says, what if you're being sexy for your boyfriend and you stick your finger down your thought and it hit your gag prefix? What? English isn't your first language, is it? And let me see if I can do this. You stick your finger down your throat and it hit your gag
reflexes
and you barf all over him. Fuck my life. Just imagine that, what happened if that happened. I saw. Okay. Thanks. Hey,
she
I like
no.
I like caps. It's fine. All right. Well, thank you guys so much for joining us for the Friday night show.
We have a reaction.
Yes,
to do
I know
26.
We're about to do that. I was just thanking everyone for being with us. But
thank you, everyone, for being with us.
Jeffers Morning.
To you all.
TheJamHole.com/YouTube. Go check out my video. I enjoyed it. Making it. 26 gave us a YouTube video he wants us to watch. If it's something fucked up, I'm going to bet that I'm going to click on it and it's going to have been removed. But why don't you come over here?
All right.
Starting to get dark. I have Alien Invasion to finish watching. But he wants our reaction to this. So let's see. It's a... I don't know what that is. They're putting sugar or salt on a dude's nipples. I'm not sure. Taurus freezes his nipple. Huh. Wow, 26, you're fucking fired. You're fucking fired. That was the worst. Oh, my Christ. I'd rather watch cis.
Are you kidding me?
I'd rather watch cis getting fucking popped.
Cis were way cooler than the fucking.
Jesus,
that's
fucking
dumb,
Christ.
Dude. I used to do that when I was a kid. Pour salt in your hand, put a piece of ice in your hand, see how long you can hold it. That's fucking gay. That's lame.
Lame. All right, guys. Well, thank
Boo!
You. Thank you for spending an hour and a half of your Friday evening with us. This was episode 226. Don't forget, September 25th is our first live audience show here in beautiful Kalispell, Montana. Come on down, celebrate 250 episodes of The Jam Hole. That is over 250 hours of us talking shit, making
more
fun of stuff.
More than 250 hours.
More than. That's what I'm saying. It's over because a lot of shows have been at least 2 hours. Some have been an hour, no less than an hour. So... yeah, come to Kalispell, celebrate, party down with us for our 250th episode, September 25th. We have YouTube accounts and Twitter accounts and Tumblr accounts. Did you know that? We have a Tumblr account.
Yeah, I knew that.
TheJamHole.com/Tumblr, TUMBLR. So, yeah, everything's on TheJamHole.com. You can email us, info@TheJamHole.com. Give us a call, leave a message, 406-204-4687. What's that smell?
Got pee.
I got
think
pee.
We have a voicemail, don't we?
No.
No?
Did we?
I saw on Twitter that 26 was supposed to lay down some knowledge on us.
Oh, no, he did not.
Oh, what a
he
liar.
He failed on that, just like he failed on the fucking video. I should be nice to him, because he's a very fragile child. He might just very well kill himself, but...
or everyone else.
Yeah, or everyone else. That is a good fucking point. All right, guys. Well, we'll talk to you Monday probably around the same time, thejaml.com/Twitter. Follow that. You'll know when the live shows are. I love you all. Holla. Later.
You are listening to The Jam. 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 The Jam.